It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Tuesday, the 22nd. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. If you're looking for the holiday gift of 2013, no, it still isn't fruitcake. It's tablets. Gartner projects tablet sales will rise 53% this year, while PC sales will drop 11%. And while we don't know yet how this story ends, we do know there are more players than ever. Today, Nokia, Microsoft, and Apple are all releasing new tablets, and the stakes are high, Marketplace's Stacey Vanek-Smith reports.
All the tech companies want to be the tablet king, for good reason, says tech consultant Tim Beharin.
Well, the tablet market in general has been one of the most explosive tech segments we've ever seen.
Tablet sales are expected to surpass PC sales this year. Also, people replace them more frequently, so brand loyalty pays off much sooner. Apple still dominates the tablet market. More than a third of tablets sold are iPads. Tech writer Renee Ritchie says no one has been able to steal Apple's bread-and-butter customer, the mainstream market, people who find computers intimidating.
They would buy a computer at Best Buy and then have to have a neighbor's kid come and show them how to use it. And that's the market Apple still dominates.
Still, there are lots of niche markets opening up, says Ritchie. Business tablets, low-cost tablets, tablets for kids.
This is going to probably be the most exciting market for the next 5 years.
Ritchie says Apple will probably lose its tablet crown. Google, Microsoft, Samsung, Nokia, Amazon will all put up a fight. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.
One thing people seem to be doing more and more on devices of all kinds, hooking up. There's a new Pew report out on dating in the digital era, and research suggests feelings towards dating online are changing. Amanda Hess has written about relationships for Wired magazine, Jezebel, and The New York Times. She says attitudes and software are improving.
The big app that's changing the landscape is Tinder. And importantly, Tinder is linked to Facebook, so you kind of have an idea that the person you're talking to is representing themselves honestly.
Are there also pitfalls to these newer options like Tinder? I mean, what you're describing sounds very positive, but I would imagine it could be dicey as well.
Yeah, I mean, I have to say that I am not a believer in online dating sites.
Oh, okay.
A lot of it is really unfun. Women in particular get a huge number of sort of harassing messages. And so I think it can increase this idea that there are a lot of people out there, but most of them are not for you.
What do you make, then, of these trends upward in interest in online dating, or do you just not buy any of it?
I do really believe in the connective power of the internet. Eventually, our online dating lives and the rest of our online lives will become seamless, which I actually think will make better matches if your general community is more linked to your pool of daters.
Amanda Hess, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
Drones. They shoot missiles at military targets, they deliver pizza, and now they promise to scare the heck out of little kids. A guy on YouTube outfitted his quadricopter with tattered white linens and glowing eyes. Videos on our website. It's a treat, especially if you need a deterrent for the tricks. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.